Big news today for some kids who suffer from muscular dystrophy. The Food and Drug Administration approved the first gene therapy for the most common form of the devastating muscle disease. But the agency is restricting which children can get it until more evidence becomes available about how well it works. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein joins us now with the details. Hi there.
Hi there, Juana.
So, Rob, this sounds like a really important development. Tell us, why is it such a big deal?
Yeah, this is a landmark decision for two reasons. First of all, this could be huge for many kids born with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is the most common form of this incurable genetic disease. It also marks a milestone for the field of gene therapy.
What would this mean for muscular dystrophy patients?
Well, you know, muscular dystrophy is caused by a defect in the gene that produces a crucial muscle protein called dystrophin. It primarily affects boys, causing their muscles to waste away. They quickly start to lose the ability to enjoy all the simple things little boys do, like run, climb stairs, you know, monkey around on playground equipment. They're usually in wheelchairs by the time they're teenagers, on ventilators by the time they're young adults, and die in their 30s and 40s. This gene therapy is designed to save these kids from that destiny.
Wow, that sounds incredible. Rob, how does this gene therapy work exactly?
So doctors give patients a single infusion of trillions of genetically engineered harmless viruses that ferry a gene into muscles to produce a miniature version of dystrophin. And research shows that it works for that. And so the company that developed this asked the FDA to approve it under a controversial program that lets the agency accelerate access to treatments before definitive evidence is available that they work. The argument is that there's no time to waste. The longer these kids go without treatment, the more their muscles wither away. So desperate parents and advocates have been urging the agency to make this first gene therapy, you know, available. And that's pretty big. It wasn't that long ago that all gene therapies had to jump through more hoops, not fewer. But others have been saying, wait, there just isn't enough evidence to know whether it's really safe and works. And if kids get this unproven gene therapy, that could prevent them from getting other treatments in the pipeline that might be better.
Okay. So, Rob, what exactly did the FDA do today?
The FDA kind of split the difference and approved it for the youngest kids, those ages 4 and 5, based on some evidence suggesting it helps those kids. But the FDA could expand eligibility if a confirmatory study the company is conducting shows it works.
So what has been the reaction to all of this?
It's mixed. Those who have doubts praised the agency's restraint, though some thought this is even premature. Here's Dr. Caleb Alexander from Johns Hopkins.
This is a really critical decision for the FDA to get right. This has implications not only for those who may receive this product, but it also sends an important signal regarding what the FDA will require for future products to treat this and other similarly devastating diseases.
On the other side, parents, advocates, and some researchers are glad the agency at least went this far. Deborah Miller heads the group Cure Duchenne and has a son with the disease.
Today is a very important day, but every single day, these boys are losing muscle cells. And so when you have a son with Duchenne and you see them getting weaker right in front of your eyes, you understand that we need to get therapies to patients sooner versus later.
The Sarepta, the company that developed the gene therapy, says it will become available as soon as possible at a cost of $3.2 million for each patient.
NPR's Rob Stein. Thank you.
Sure thing.